Toady by Rosalie Parker. Narrated by Peter Silverleaf. Clorinda stared open-mouthed at the squat little creature, its amber eyes gleaming in the afternoon sun, its moist, warty skin taut over the rubbery flesh beneath. "It's time you set us free," said the toad, looking her in the eye. "Then I will live in your garden and talk to you whenever you like." The other toads were half buried in mud at the bottom of the dilapidated water trough. "You've kept us captive long enough," the toad said. "There was some excuse for it when you and your brothers were younger and ignorant of the distress you were causing. But now you're almost adults, you should know better. Anyway, you'll soon leave the farm for your own spawning grounds, and there will be no one left to look after us." Clorinda rallied. "I've already asked Mother to feed you some worms when I'm gone." "We're not pets," it said. "We belong on the outside. There's not even a puddle in this trough. You're keeping us in an unnatural state."
"You're well fed," said Clorinda, "and safe from predators. I'd have thought that would count for something."
"We've been picked up, poked and prodded. It's undignified. And there are too many of us in this small space. It leads to bickering and fights."
The toad crawled over to one of the worms Clorinda had dropped into the trough.
"The diet's pretty monotonous, too."
Clorinda reached out
Sample complete. Ready to continue?